the esteemed scribe from PMG. You are welcome. We sit here today to consider a draft report of one of the most important documents in Parliament, the most important document for oversight, the most important document to consolidate our position as members of Parliament in our oversight of the department and in our oversight interacting with stakeholders, in our oversight looking at relationships with all the government level spheres, with the private sector, and we have to express a view in line with our observations, and then report and give recommendations. So this is we in line with the money bill. It was a bill, but our people continue calling it a money bill. I do not know what the act called. Money Act. Money Act. The Money Act. So with the Money Act, we are allowed a budget of we can add up to 8% of the budget, but via virement, transferring from one department, from one division to another division of the budget. Up to 8%. So, subject to treasury and to agreement with the department. And in doing so, we've got to know that we cannot be a referee and a player at the same time. The player is the department. We are the referee. And but now a referee with an interest sometimes. But referee all the way. Anyway, so having said that, avoid match fixing. And then I do not know whether we have apologies with us and Jerry.
The only one I have recorded is Mr. Farrell. Yes, he has indicated in our last meeting on Tuesday.
Okay.
Yes, that is the only one she has heard.
Mama Cassie, any?
Okay.
Okay, no, thank you. Then that is the only apology we are having. So our agenda stands as follows. Number one, consideration of the draft BRR report 2013. That draft has been circulated by email to all the members of the committee. Number two, adoption of the provincial oversight report. That report has been with us for a long time. There is no reason why we should postpone its adoption. Number three, if we've got time, minutes of 10 September and 8 October. Here I'd like to urge members to realize that the sooner we adopt the minutes, the more accurate they are likely to be and the better for our administration. So please, let us try and adopt minutes as soon as possible. Which then means that sometimes we should not deliberate unnecessarily. Let us just try and be to the point so that we save time. So without much ado, we shall allow discussions, deliberations on these matters. What are the amendments that you are proposing from the draft as members? We are prepared to adopt the draft as it is, but if there are amendments, we are also prepared to keep the amendments. Mr. Shah?
Thank you, Chair. I think, of course, you're referring to the BRR draft report?
Yes.
Chair, there are many sections which require clarity in the report. There are some sections where think you'll have to make some language changes, reconstruct sentences, and I've made notes of those relevant changes that I think we need to effect. However, I'm worried that they are so numerous that it might occupy a lot of your time. What I'm willing to do...
Let us do this with the Bible.
Do you want to go page by page?
No. First, just where the issues of substance. Here, this is sexually not correct, it should be this way. Here, add this one, before. And then a second round, then we shall be correcting the language before adoption. That is the proposal, Mr. Chair.
Well, then I'm going to have to go through this and separate those substantive issues, because then, unless we go page by page, because I've noted it page by page, section by section.
Okay.
So, what I would do is I would leave the floor to other members who want to, if they have made note of those, because I have to now then separate the substantive. For example, when you speak about the tourism bill, then it would be preferred if we referred. It says the tourism bill was processed. I think when we say that, we need to clarify the tourism bill. What is the tourism bill? The tourism bill. Because we know what the tourism bill is, but we're presenting it to Parliament. So tourism bill off day so and so, whatever, you know. So you should make, yes. Yeah, I don't know how we're going to do this.
Then we go page by page, I think. If that is the case, then I need to take the dose. Mamaka?
I think I would support that you go page by page, so that you don't go for the big one.
Okay. Mama, do you agree?
Okay.
Okay. Then page one.
Oh.
Mr. Shah?
That makes it easy. Under 1.1, we must remove online the committee also conducts oversight of this and holds public hearings. We should say the committee conducts oversight of this, because when you say also, you have to say many things before it. Because if you see in the final line, the committee has also protested legislation. So I would say it should be as such that the committee
also should remove the committee conduct oversight visits and not hold but holds public hearing to ensure public participation and cooperative governance as enshrined constitution. And then should continue the committee has also the word has should be removed. The committee also processes legislation and the period review under review, a tourism bill give reference of the bill was processed. But that's that paragraph would be correct if we did those changes. On the same page, Chair, under 1.2.2, under policy mandate, read the last line, tourism in South Africa, which sets our broad principles on which tourism mandate is discharged. I think it should be the tourism mandate is discharged. The next paragraph, immediately on after that, on page 2, on the top, Chair, the National Tourism Sector Strategy, NTSS. Has been developed. When you say something is developed, it means it doesn't indicate that it has been completed as envisaged. It should read, in my opinion, the NTSS was formulated and give the date in and around when that was. The NTSS was formulated and give the date and it was agreed upon by both the public and private sector. In the same paragraph, after New Road Path, target four set in the NTSS are to create. What it's trying to say there is that targets set in the NTSS are maybe towards creation of whatever that is. Target four set in, it's not very clear. I think that one there on that page should be correct. Targets four. Remove targets 4 and put targets set in the NTSS. And replace with the gratuity. Oh, no, sorry. We should say it like this. I'm sorry, Chair. The NTSS seeks to create, leave target 4 set in. The NTSS seeks to create 225,000 jobs and put in two contribute, 499 billion rand, remove in the gross domestic, cost domestic product and say towards gross domestic product. So it would read as follows. The NTSS seeks to create 225,000 new jobs and to contribute 499 billion rand towards the gross domestic product, the GDP by 2020. The sentence immediately after that, I think, Chair, needs to be changed altogether. We might have to remove the collective vision, which is driving force, etc., etc., etc. That sentence would have to be changed. It's not very, very clear. The collective vision, which is a driving force of tourism, you know, is to be one. That sentence perhaps could read, the vision of the department is to locate tourism in South Africa to be one of the top, you know, or to place South Africa as one of the top global destinations. So I think that sentence would have to be retweaked.
I think the word collective or inclusive is one of the critical words in the NTSS. So we cannot go out without collective or inclusive. If you get one to a introduced, they said that we have this inclusive approach where all stakeholders participated in the community of the NTSS. Yeah. So that is why I said this collective or inclusive.
Okay. Yeah, I get your point. Okay? I get your point. So maybe we need to say where is this collective vision. When we say collective vision, what does that vision mean? Where is it coming from?
From the different stakeholders.
Yeah, we need to say that. Otherwise it won't make sense.
Okay.
Yeah. On the same paragraph, Jay, with your permission, last sentence, the tourism BBE sector code provides guidelines, initiatives. I think guidelines and, I think and is missing if I'm not mistaken. My colleagues can just follow as I'm going and tell me if I could be wrong. Chair, what...
I can stop there because we said we are going to go page by page. So I will consider this paragraph because they will continue from page one. Okay. But having said that, I think that the NTSS creates the new 5,000 new jobs and contribute 499 billion rand. We've got to qualify after GDP by weight, among others, because those are not only the objectives of the NTSS. Any contributing? Then section 1.23.
This bullet here should read, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. The first bullet, Chair. Count your first bullet.
Yeah.
Increase contribution sector to inclusive economic growth. It's not very clear. I think it should, Jerry can tell me, increase contribution of the tourism sector towards inclusive economic growth. So it should be contribution of the tourism sector towards, instead of sector to, we should say sector towards inclusive economic growth. I think that's what you were trying to say, if I'm not mistaken. So on that page, that's what I have, Chair.
I think in areas like this, where, for instance, I want to believe that we are quoting this from a document of the entity, and therefore, for me, we must take it exactly as it is in that document. And not alter. It's not us who are formulating it, it's the department that is formulating. So we should put it exactly like it is in their document. That's my suggestion. I don't know what the document says in relation to what Mr. Shah has said.
I didn't make it correct. I don't check. It was a typo on our side here. But these are given as well. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Then, now, coming here now, we started to talk about the outcomes. How do they relate with the five priorities? Do they relate these outcomes relate with the five objectives? How did we craft it in such a way that we are sure that it is related with the five objectives and objectives content of the
Second, that I think there are two issues there. In line with your question. If maybe we can also go to page 4, but I think we need to get your question in line with what is on page 4. So you have issues of the five powers of government, then you have the departmental outcome, and you also have the 12 broad account on which the minister has made the argument. But I think maybe I'll have to realign so that we talk to all those three together. But it's the issue of the template, because the template runs information in separate areas. But I understand why the chair is asking, because for me, it all the three need to tie in together to talk to one, to say how to, because it will be the government, the department, outcomes responding to those two, the five priorities and the 12 national outcomes. So I'll see how we then make sure that we marry the three.
I think just the full stops for all those bullets.
Sense in this way. We've also got to do, or when we do oversight around the goals of the government, particularly the priorities. So that has got to be explicit somewhere in the document. Then, purpose of the BRR report. Page 3, yes? Yeah. Yes.
Chair, on page 3, look at item 2, overview of the key relevant policy focus area. I think we, under that section there, key government policy documents that are relevant, such as, I think it should say key relevant government policy documents include, instead of saying key relevant policy documents that are relevant, such as SONA. So that's one thing. The second thing in that introduction in 2.1 is that we speak about the National Development Plan in Roman 1, but we don't include it in the introduction, that key relevant government policy documents include, we said SONA, improvement indicators, budget review, MTDS, blah, blah, but we left out the NDP and we you see, the first item is actually a DP, but is not included in the instruction. Yes. And under the NDP itself, on that page, the National Development Plan recognizes tourism as one of the main drivers of country's economy. I think it should be the country's economy. And instead of employment and job creation. Then it continues on line 4. In order to boost tourist numbers and enable tourism to contribute to sustainable economic growth and poverty, I think it should be not poverty reduction, but poverty alleviation. The next line immediately after that, if you read, tourism is seen as a sector which is an important driver of growth and poverty. I think that entire sentence must be removed because it's just a repetition. It's a superfluous. Because we have already said that in the preceding sentences, that it is there to grow, to, you know, to drive growth and to alleviate poverty. Now there's no need for us to make that sentence, that statement there. So I have that on page 3, and on page 3, under State of Nation Address, which is Roman 2, look at, let's see, the department adheres to the 30-day payment period for services. Do you see that, please? The department to adhere to, yeah. I think that should say the need for department to adhere to 30-day payment period for services. And I see that there's no semicolon there, then it looks like it's one sentence. If you read it as one sentence, it will be incorrect. The department to adhere to the 30-day payment period for services, the need to have domestic tourism. I think that these were two separate sentences. So after services, period for services, I think there should be a semicolon, and we should remove the word, the word, a need, and perhaps say there is a need to enhance domestic tourism, marketing and development. So that these two sentences are not put together, because they are saying two different things, not one sentence. So let's repeat that again. The department, the need for the department to adhere to the payment period for services, put in again a semicolon, so that we can separate that one from the next statement, which is there is a need to enhance. Am I good? Okay. That's what I have.
Yeah, I think on 1.5, the second sentence says, so really, I think there is no need to repeat the word, the report, because it's there in the first sentence. So it's just say, firstly, it provides, now that's a small one. But on the State of the Nation address, to me, I think it would look very effective if, for instance, we could put that in point 4, that paragraph. Instead of just having a paragraph, a general paragraph, and put all those in point 4, bullets, we have bullets for that, because it's a list of what is extracted from the State of the Nation address. That would be my contribution there. And of course, in addition, I noticed, now this is a general comment from the content advisor. You see, we all have certain expressions that we like to use personally, you know. Mm-hmm. But I think in a document, sometimes we have to avoid this. I can see that as we read through the expression, the need to be, there is need to do that. There need to be, so it's all over the document. Yeah, it is way of expressing things, but I think we can limit that and not repeat, you know, the same expression all the time. So that is my comment on that one. And also, I noticed that, I don't know, his way of putting it. To me, sometimes he uses the past tense, where to me it should be the present tense, because I don't. And I'm sure you can correct that, you know, without us necessarily pinpointing each and every one. As he goes through, he would see it. There was need for that. And meanwhile, the need is now. So I think those are some of the comments I would make generally about the report. But now for this one, I suggest that you put it in point form.
What I pick up is that there is a comment on findings that we need to make on the 30-day payment period for payment of services. You remember it has been an important aspect of the president, and then either this year or the other year, but it has been a priority. So now, when it comes to findings, you've got to say something about that. Not that it's just an observation. Alright. Then the new group part.
I think we need to look at Roman 2, the conclusion of Roman 2, the top of page 4, check. The top of page 4, the last sentence. It's not very clear. it needs for, clarity, the one that uses the NGP. This is the private sector investment in tourism is also needed to effectively implement tax incentive for employing young people. The sentence itself is not very clear to what we are actually trying to say. Private sector investment in tourism is also needed to effectively implement tax incentive for employing young people. What is it that we want to say there? Because it's not very clear. We are calling for the need of private sector investment in tourism, involvement in tourism, to effectively implement tax incentive for employing young people. Are we talking about the tax incentive that the government is going to give to the private sector in order to employ people? If that's what we're trying to say, then the sentence is not actually saying that.
If we use the expression as a way of stimulating private sector participation, and then blah, 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 blah.
Yes, needed to effectively implement that, who's supposed to be implementing their tax incentive? Not a private sector.
Yeah.
So this sentence is very confusing. Private sector investment in tourism is also needed. Up to there we understand. But the reason being given is to effectively implement tax incentive for employing young people.
Let us do this. This tax incentive for youth has not been concluded. It is being discussed now.
Mm.
So we've got to say perhaps ways of incentive or stimulating or incentives or something and not specify that because we don't know how they are going to conclude in that comment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we have deleted it altogether because I think the way also has to say we don't have to put it as something that is already there, but to say the industry needs to come together and maybe for the most part, let's just delete it
from
there. But not be specific on this one particular
negotiation.
That's the concern. Well, I would just suggest that we passed the instructions to reformulate the sentence such that to reformulate the such that it shows that it is not something that is happening now, but it is something that is meant to encourage.
But what we have just ended around incentive to stimulate employment of people. Not really, there could be one that could be one of the only initiatives. The other one, remember that we have an expo, employment expo held by tourism, where we invite youth to participate in tourism and so forth. So, we show opportunity, and then that is another way of incentives and so forth. So, rather than single out one,
we just leave that incentive. So are we together? Then the New Growth Path. Chair, on page 4, New Growth Path, let's read it from the middle of the paragraph, Chair. This economic plan stipulated that to achieve the intended targets, the industry needs to address quality assurance, training, tourism infrastructure, youth employment, and support cultural industries' main enablers. The difficulty I'm having here is from support cultural industries' main enablers. Let's clear ourselves as to what we are referring to here. We're talking about handicraft, woodcrafts, all of those things, support cultural industries, main enablers, because we are saying industries, IES, not YS. So when we talk about cultural support of cultural industries, main enablers, it's not very, very clear what we're trying to say in that part of the sentence. What are we referring to? That's the point. That's my point. with your permission, Chair, on the same...
Before we leave that paragraph, I think it was absent in the economic plan stipulated. Can you put it in a present tense, because the continuity, the economic plan stipulates
that.
Yeah.
You would.
And we need to use the word off before the 65.
From here onwards, I think if we, in order to understand what I'm trying to say, we're going to have to just go back one page. Regarding point. Sorry.
I have a small correction on that last paragraph. Among the above mentioned outcomes, the major part of the department's work is meant to immensely. Why don't you just leave out those words, is meant to immensely, and just say, the major part of the department's work contributes towards decent employment.
Now, we look at the NGP, and then we say we are having made drivers of the government. So, we use math to immense. I say that support that we should qualify, you think, the contribution. But I would say that we've got to think significantly. Because we mentioned people who for trusting tourism and for main drivers for job creation in the economy. Now because it's one of the selected things, take it as a significant drive. Would that be okay with you? Rather than immensely contribute significantly for the economy. Do you agree? Or another adjective?
Under the same paragraph, though I want to go a little back, but since we are there focused, let's see, amongst the above mentioned outcomes, these above mentioned is not one word, they are two separate words. Amongst the above mentioned, separate those words. And if I may go back to 2.2, Chair, on the same page, outcome-based approach. I want to question that whether the heading is, you know, should be as such. Check the heading, and instead of us not giving it, why should we not give it another wrong numeral? Let's say we got new growth path as 3, then why are we saying 2.2 day? Is it part of that? New growth path issue, because you see, when you go back and see the heading, we said under 2 overview, we said key relevant government policy documents include SONA, NDP, development indicators, budget review, MPBS. Now, when you make the introduction like that, then the headings that you know flow from there must actually be exactly that. So, when you think outcome based. Approach, delivery agreement targets. Are we talking about development indicators there? Is that part of your development indicators in your introduction that you said overview under 2.1? You see, when you introduce it under 2.1, you gave some of the policy documents. You listed them. Now when you start making headings after that, then you must stick to that. You can't change that heading. Then you can say what you want to say, but you got to stick to the heading. Then it will be, there will be continuity and better understanding. So when you said outcome-based approach under 2.2, is that not supposed to be deliverables under development indicators? That's what I'm questioning, whether it should not be a Roman numeral heading on its own, or, the same, it will continue in the same way when you go further on. Overview.
Clarify
that a little bit.
Clarify on that chair. As I said, it is, I think that was a template issue, because the spirit comes with these topics as they are. So, I'm not sure if we then need to, because it means ours will not be the same in line with Papa Sibira.
Here's the template. For instance, on two strategic priorities and the other one. Is it this one? It's also a different one. There are many of these templates. There's a revised one. They say there's a revised one. Oh, we actually, we are in ourselves, I haven't said it the estate one. But if it's ready as it may. Look, let's start with the heading, overview of the key relevant policy forecast areas. Then, this one is 2.1, which includes key policy forecast areas, right? Then, 2, outcome-based approach, delivery agreement, target, is also a key delivery, key relevant policy forecast area. Do we agree? Look at the heading 2. But now, where are the bold letters? I think that's what is confusing me, the bold headings. I think
we're looking at it again on my own.
So these things are not supposed to be in bold letters. That's why we are confused. I see. New growth path, for instance, is not supposed to be bold. It's just supposed to be normal print. Then if you read like that, then 2 makes sense. Thanks for raising that. Then outcome-based approach, delivery agreement, target for 2012. Especially do you agree with that, right? Or in fact, this is set by the president, and then we've got to take it as it is. Then, page 5.
Let's look at 2.3, Chair. 2.3.
Yeah.
The revised strategic plan puts more emphasis on implementation than planning. I think it should read implementation rather than planning. And if you continue with that on the fourth line, Department of Tourism have concentrated more on planning. Full stop, people, it's got a full stop as a result of focus on planning to see how the sector forward, the department is able to develop. I think that entire two or three lines there need to be changed, and I have an idea that it could be changed in the following way. Place more emphasis on implementation. So there should be, we got that one, rather than planning, okay? concentrated more on planning. We need to add for the development and growth of the tourism sector. So what it would be is the following. I know it sounds very confusing. Department of Tourism have concentrated more on planning and remove that full stop from there and say for, okay, for the development and growth of the tourism sector, full stop. Okay. Then you see dealing it continues as a result of focus on planning to steer the sector forward. I think all of that might need to be removed. A new sentence can capture that. And you should read, in order to achieve this, the department developed a number of sectoral plans, which include inter alia, then you say the NTSS, etc., etc. So that sentence will need to be changed. In order to achieve this, the department developed a number of sectoral plans, which include inter alia, and then you say your NTSS. Heritage cultural tourism strategy, responsible tourism strategy. So that paragraph needs to be reworded. If you finish with that one, then there are two or three other stuff on that page.
So as a result of the plans, are part of them being going to among others.
In the next paragraph, Derek, you ready for me?
Yes.
Okay. In the next paragraph, you can't begin with implementation will include improved. I think what we need to say is that the implementation strategy will include improved tourism sector research, etc. And if you continue down 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth line of the same paragraph, you speak about the implementation of the National Visitors Information Centers, ensuring that National Visitors Information Gateways are operational. Ensuring that the National Visitors Information Gateways are operational and the implementation of the standardized research framework for the tour. So the National Visitors and the implementation on that paragraph. I think those things will have to be done. If you've got that, then go to the next paragraph on the same page.
At the beginning there, on our if there is the implementation strategy, I think it will be misleading somehow because it's not implementation strategy.
Okay, so it will be the
implementation of those plans, of those strategies we have in the past.
Okay.
So it's a continuation from those strategies.
So it will be the implementation will include.
Okay.
The next paragraph after that, responsible tourism is also given a special attention. I think A should be removed, the word A. Responsible tourism is also given special attention in the revised strategic plan. And if you concluding that paragraph, attention is also given. Can you see that? On the third line on the right is that attention is also given to the implementation of the National Minimum Standards for Responsible Tourism as an industry's response to climate change. If you say as an industries, it would be incorrect. You need to be specific. As the tourism industry's response. Am I right?
Sure.
For that age, I stop now.
Do we need to put also in the paragraph? Just to say, can you reason our policy?
topics there. I'm basically like trying to locate what I wanted to say quickly.
On page 5.
Yeah. Because I didn't finish it. I was in the wrong room, remember?
On which page, ma'am?
25.
Yes.
We'll have to go back to page 5 again. The revised strategic plan focuses on we speak about South African missions. Just to go back and try to see what we want to say there. Activation of South African missions. The revised strategic plan focuses on introduction of strategic interventions for selected tourism markets. Activation of South African missions abroad. Now, you've got to be specific about the missions are already there. When you say activation of a mission, it means you send an ambassador to a place where there wasn't one before. I think what we are trying to say here is to utilize our missions abroad for the promotion and marketing of South Africa as an ideal tourism destination. I think that's what we wanted to say. But if you simply leave it as activation of South African missions abroad, for what? You see? So I think we need to say the activation of South African missions abroad for the promotion and marketing of South Africa as an ideal tourism destination. That's why we want to use them. If you leave it as it is, it simply means you want to activate them. Something that wasn't there, you want to activate that mission. But you need to, the mission is already there. What you want is to utilize that platform for the purpose of promoting and marketing South Africa as an ideal tourist destination. If that's what we want to say, let's say that. With regards to domestic tourism...
Also we've got to remember that next year there will be another, most probably other people in the tourism. And we've got to make sense. We've got to express ourselves.
Yeah.
We are the family, but people that are not part
or,
of this,
or even part of
the family, have not been part of this, then don't understand. No, I get that.
On the same page, on page 5, following from that here, with regards to domestic tourism, you see that last paragraph? There is also a focus towards implementing aspects of various tourism strategies that were developed in the previous year financial years. Developed in the previous year financial years. Now that is very confusing. We need to clarify what you are saying. Which previous year are you talking about? You're repeating it again. Developed in the previous year? Or previous financial year. You see, that needs to be corrected. Something you're saying that it will also do something in the future. Whereas we know that this SRI projects have already been initiated and we know what the situation there is. So the department supports community projects to EPWD. And then when you say, however, there is no indication in of the improvement, in of the improvement. There is no indication in of the improvement. So the project has proved to be very problematic. I think we need to rework that paragraph and say, I think what we're trying to say is this, that the department, in addition to what it does now, also supports community projects through the EPWP, such as the RI, you know, program. Here, after having said that now, we want to say that we have a concern with the manner in which that entire process is managed. I think that's what we were trying to say, but we actually confused it. But however, there is no indication in of the improvement. It's very complicated. So we need to correct that. And then we say in the end, the department needs to establish a new implementation protocol. That is very good. We need to keep that as a split sentence. Quickly, we are in skills training system programs. So, yeah, this whole paragraph, Mr. Kuswaya and Jay, I think this, you know what you want to say, just correct that paragraph.
The next line. But effectively, yes, sir, that's what I'm trying to say, in the revised strategic plan, the department will be continuing with SRI projects, but
yes,
they have not indicated how they will improve implementation methods.
Yeah, we need to be specific. However, the department has not indicated how it would improve the implementation method for these projects that have proved to be very problematic in the past, and the department is, yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And correct that sense, no indication in of, that in of doesn't mean.
Mm-hmm.
No, we agreed on I think we've got to flag that language of the protocol and when we look at 8.23.
Yes, sir.
Because it is already more or less like a proposal by a recommendation.
It's a recommendation?
We say implementation model needs to be developed. But I think also the word protocol is who does what, how?
If I might add, you see why I think protocol would be apt is because, you remember, yesterday when we asked them, when I said, who was responsible for paying the money up front? Why was it paid up front? Then he said, no. That's the protocol. That's the prescript. And we have to give the money up front. So when we say we need a new model, so it means a new, we are saying that prescript and that protocol that they have observed now is proving to be problematic. So what we are asking for is a review and a change or change of that protocol and prescript. You see? That's our recommendation. That flows from what they told us when we asked, hey, why did you pay the money up front? They said, but our hands are tied. That's what we were told, Treasury told us, that's what you must do. Seed capital and stuff like that. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. So what you're saying, that one's not working. It's not working.
Sure. I think entering this romantic attitude, I think that is where it is true. Because 8.32, trying to say
everything.
Yeah? Yeah.
Oh,
it was
down the line?
22.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, but
that's great.
So. They're trying to use the same language. Mm. We are not using the same language as the back. Mm.
Yeah, it's more so.
Okay.
Yes.
It. just a little clarity there with your permission on page 6. Firstly, with regards to 2.4 on page 6, overview of key developments in the organizational and service delivery environments of department for 2012, 2013, and 2013-14 MTS cycle. For me, I'm not understanding maybe the language, what overview of key developments in the organizational and service delivery environments of department 4. Maybe we should be a bit more specific there in that introduction of 2.4. Service delivery environment of department, of the department, then it might help. Maybe. Okay.
Where are you?
On 2.4 on page 6. Right on top.
Okay.
If you read that 2.4 intro there, it says overview of key developments in organizational and service delivery environments of department.
Okay.
I think we just say of the department and then we can go on from there. That's the only thing I looked at there. And on that same page under item 3, summary of previous key financial and performance reviews of committee. Under 3, summary of key, wait a minute, summary of previous key financial performance. Yeah, I'm questioning the word previous here. Summary of previous key financial and performance recommendation of committee. Why are we referring to content at all? Are we referring to our previous report that in which we have made recommendations?
Yes, but it flow throughout until that top paragraph there on page 7. So what they want to see here is what we recommended last year and what was the response from Treasury.
Can we specify can we capture that? That's what we mean when we say some of your previous key financial and performance recommendations of committee.
Okay.
Then we continue leave it as that. We just leave it like that. And then go to bullet one check.
We just reject the domain as it is, whatever it contributes to us. I think we can take a bit of our own. The intent is to follow the same summary of previous key financial and the performance recommendations. We have made recommendations in the last year, and Treasury has responded in previous years. Whether they responded adequately or not is another question.
Okay. If I may continue this on page 6.
Yeah.
Look one, Chair. I'm having problem understanding that look one. Open tourism offices and marketing hubs in African markets. To have marketing presence and conduct activations in these emerging markets. What are we trying to say? Conduct activations in these emerging markets. Because it's not very clear to me. So we perhaps might have to reword the bullet to bring about what we're trying to actually say there. It's not very clear what we're trying to say there in bullet one.
This is in line with what SAC has been intending to do. We had recommended after that they needed to obtain offices, that is the first, and then marketing hub that they collaborate with your local industry, and that was going to have more marketing presence in terms of visibility of South Africa in the regional African market and conduct activation. Activation is a marketing term, you can say initiative, but they call it activation. Yeah.
I think the essence of what was said by the department gets lost in the word. What the department basically said is they will put out, they will open up tourism offices. But because of the limited cost, they will create tourism hubs. So they should be open tourism offices within marketing hubs in Africa, in the African market, for instance. To have a marketing presence and conduct activities in these emerging markets, for instance.
Now, let us go back to the previous one. The previous one says, we are seeing more initiatives into this emerging African market. But having seen that, we are not seeing a budget increase that goes in line with more things to be done in Africa. Therefore, the budget has got to be increased. That is what we said last year. So now, what now is said now, if you go now under point 3.1, the first paragraph, in the 2012-2013 budget, the BRR budget review and recommendations report, the committee recommended, among other things, that the budget for the Department of Tourism be increased, and then in those reasons that we mentioned last year. So they were not contested. But now, after those reasons were given, the Treasury responded, saying that we have made the point, they are going to follow that one up. But we do not know by how much, when, or whether it has been costed. I think that is the issue.
The department came back to us, and based on our request last year, the department said they opened an office there to Nigeria, based on subsequent funding that was transferred from the Treasury Department. So what is here is clear, I'm just saying, the wording might not be so clear. What we said here was based on representation the department made to the committee, saying this is what we want to do, but there's no money for it. So the department supported the committee. The committee supported the department in requesting funding. Treasury agreed subsequently. Funding has been transferred. You know? And that fund, I think the MCEF budget, that funding was already available. And the department announced a big deal, in fact, for the office to be opened in Lagos or Nigeria.
Okay, how much did you get?
I can't know something. From some of that I can give you. The cost of great information for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, there's two or three offices that will be open. That's the part about the department discussing with us. Based on the disability, the recommendations of the following one.
Okay.
Among others.
Yeah, I think that also on this point, I would say, we are actually repeating what you said here. I think, you know, for the sake of progress, what you should be saying is, what we have written here, is it wrong or is it correct? Is this what you said? And if you agree and you say, yeah, this is what we said, then if you come to the next paragraph, you will find that it is evaluated the response of the department and the Minister of Finance. And in that paragraph, continuing that response on page 7, there now there is a comment that we are making. And I think that is therefore that we should concentrate on that paragraph. The response and the treasury was not adequate. Maybe that is what we should look at in order to be able now to be sure that what we are saying here is what happened, is correct. I'm trying to say that person. To me, that's the first part where we are discussing what we said. It doesn't need, and we don't need to alter anything then, because this is what we said, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then now what we need to look at is the next paragraph and the next paragraph to see whether what we are saying now in those two paragraphs reflects what it actually happened since we made those recommendations.
Sure. Maybe to comment by a comment on that paragraph that talks to the response. If you can look at what the committee submitted last year, Treasury only responded on the issue of marketing, but the recommendations were not on marketing. There were other issues like domestic tourism and so on and so on. So that response is relation to the response to the whole submission that was made to the committee.
Okay. 3.1.2 is evaluation of response by the Department and Ministry of Finance. But I don't know whether we should express it as Ministry of Finance or as Treasury.
It appears like that in the paper, in the response, then said Treasury. Yeah. We can also double check with the developers of the campaign, but
evaluation of the response. Oh, okay. Mm. The template.
Yeah.
The template is. No. But you remember the response, they actually say so it is from this
Treasury. Yeah. Yeah.
It's not from the Minister of Finance. I think they also, this is inaccurate. But let us flag it, but think about this. Because, I mean, if it is from the Treasury, it's not necessarily the Minister of Finance per se.
Mm-hmm.
It is from the measures, the minister is the policy, but the people that determine now, right after everything, the policy, what to put where, when, and how, is the president. So now, if we don't separate the two, I think we are, because even the document is coming from president, and if I read it well, it didn't come from the minister. So actually, the response was not from the minister, it was from president.
So should that mean then we have to say the National Treasury responded?
Because that was the they called themselves the National Treasury. We are not calling them another name. They got from the National Treasury.
When you have to nominate that because you are also saying that the minister responded to the policy by saying the Treasury
our response, I mean, was it was not from the water company. It was from
page 6, bullet 2. Create optimal level of advertising. You see that one? Create optimal level of advertising. Bullet 2.
Yeah.
That would in turn ensure greater generation of jobs. I think generating jobs is not as a direct result of the advertising. That the optimal level of the desired level of advertising is for the purpose of creating tourism and tourist activity, which as a consequence of that activity, jobs are created. So the advertising does not, create jobs.
Let us start the sentence from in the 2012-2013 budget and then create, you get what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Let us read like this. In the 2012-2013 budget, the budget review and recommendations report, the committee recommended that, amongst other things, that the budget for the Department of Tourism be increased to create optimal level of advertising that would in turn ensure greater generation of jobs.
Okay.
So now
I want to reiterate my point.
Yes,
you said this last year. You can change this year. All you are doing, you are accounting. People said it wrongly, it's too bad.
It's too late. The whole
important. In the record. I suppose you must have taken it from the previous record. You can't change it.
Okay. You are very sharp.
Yeah. On page 7, the last sentence of the third paragraph, tourism, for example, is already
outperforming critical economic sectors in the country, such as mining and automotives, and this warrants more resources to unleash the full potential. I think that we can't leave it as automotive. The mining, what we are referring to is that tourism is doing better than the mining sector, employs more people than the mining sector, and the automotive industry. So I think, we should acknowledge the Treasury must acknowledge the capacity of the sector to contribute to job creation and GDP of the country. That's correct. Thus improving livelihood, that's okay. Tourism, for example, is already outperforming. All I think that we need to change is critical economic sectors in the country, such as mining and mining sector and automotive industry, or the automotive sector. You've got to say that. But how is it outperforming? You see, I don't think we can say it's outperforming these sectors. Because what we're trying to say, Chair, is that it employs more people, I think, than the mining sector, or it's creating more jobs than the mining sector and the automotive industry. I think that's what we're trying to say here. So let's bring that sense across.
Okay, talking about job creation and GDP, right?
So we can say automotive. You see, you can't leave it as automotive. You've got to say it's automotive sector of industry.
No,
it is so. It is so. All I'm saying is, you can't leave the word automotive on its own like that. That industry or sector.
Industry. You see now, there is economic classification, some of our sectors, some
doesn't matter.
Industry.
Yes, fine.
So, for instance, you cannot say tourism is industry. If you look at the economic classification, you have a sector and a service.
Exactly.
So, here now,
all I'm saying is you can't leave the word
automotive. Mining is an industry, but also it's a primary whatever. That is a sector under primary industry.
Yeah.
And then automotive is a sector under the manufacturing industry. So we've got to use the sector.
Sector.
Okay. Yes? This is completely fine. When you say outperform, are we also performing that in terms of the amount of growth or in terms of contribution to the GDP? I'm not sure.
Growth
and
GDP.
Yeah.
That's the sector before.
What we're calling it now.
Treasury must acknowledge the capacity of this sector to contribute to job creation and GDP of the country. That's improving livelihood of the country. Tourism, for example, is already outperforming critical economic sectors in the country, such as mining and automotive sector, and we balance more so this to unleash the full potential. So you can't read one sentence only.
I think, Chair, we can solve this one if we start the sentence with, in this respect, or in this regard, the tourism sector is...
Yeah, also, there are three things, or at least three things. It's jobs, GDP and foreign exchange, dollars and payment. So we've got to add to include balance of payment. So rather than exchange or balance of payment. Do you agree? Or do they agree?
If maybe I can refer to page 21.
Page 21.
Yes. 8.12. Why we are saying this? Yeah, because there is a recommendation. You remember what does it mean? Like in the new contract, you have tourism being classified as one of six economic sectors in the country. But there is no attention given to it as other industries. If you look at the interventions that are given to mining and so on, if the committee, for example, like it happened last year, you request more budget for tourism, it is not taken seriously by Treasury as they do other sectors. That is why I'm saying on page 21, 8.2, recognition of tourism as an export sector. It says export, but it's export sector. To say, let us look at tourism as an export sector, because in terms of your balance of payment, it contributes a lot, but is not recognized as such in the country. So therefore, this is putting more emphasis on lobbying for more budget to say, if they need to look at it in that way, because if you need to look at the number of jobs that are created by this international tourism coming here, it's so large, that if we need to then increase job creation, we therefore need to ensure that there are more resources. That's what I'm saying. What we are saying here, then, has that recommendation. If we read this, let us also read it together with that recommendation there.
Yeah, but my take would be, here we are trying to say that tourism is important.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because it contributes to job creation, it contributes to the GDP. But also it contributes to the balance of payment, because it was the highest foreign exchange.
Yes, exactly.
So I thought that perhaps here we also include the balance of payment,
okay.
Which means that which affects the land and the stability of our currency.
In the same
I had wondered whether, because it's a very important point that you are raising here, I think what we are trying to say is we have been talking and talking and talking and nobody is listening, or nobody is listening enough. Now we want them to listen. And therefore, I was thinking, and I was reading this paragraph, how would it be if, for instance, we put in gold print in the middle of that paragraph, from that sentence that says, there is therefore a need for the Treasury to closely look at the mandate of the Department of Tourism and the contribution this sector is making to the economy. We put that in bold print for emphasis. I don't know. I was just suggesting. And of course, I also want to say, this point that we are raising in this paragraph are also observations from the committee. In this case, I am wondering, I'm not quite sure, if it does appear when, for instance, we're talking about the committee's, what is your heading here? But the committee's observations and response. Because this is an observation that we are making. So I think myself that point belongs there also. It's an observation that we have made, or if we said comments, it's a comment that we are making. But I think I'm saying this to emphasize now to the Treasury, you know, to the government, to the Treasury, to the Treasury. Yeah, and this is what we are saying. We've been saying it all along, but now we are saying it. End of the parliamentary term, they don't listen.
Yeah, but also out, my approach will be that starting from there is therefore a need for the Treasury to slowly look at the mandate of the department. I would prefer to make another paragraph, as a matter of fact. Because now it just gets crowded in a long paragraph. And it's a separate point if you look at it. This is therefore recommended the Treasury revises the baseline budget. But that is the message now I want to say. The baseline budget for tourism in the MCES and subsequent financial periods to ensure that tourism performs at its full capacity.
Okay. Chair,
whilst we are asking for more resources or budget baseline, whatever that is, I recall the department in the presentation saying to us, you know, in terms of strategic shift in policy, that the global recession is affecting, it does affect. So in order to cushion the negative impact of a slowdown in international arrivals, they were now going to go full steam ahead and promote domestic tourism. But there was a problem with that. And the problem with that was they had inadequate budget. They were like short of, I think, 200 or 250 million rand to actually promote domestic tourism. Now, I think when I went through this document, I didn't quite capture that recommendation that the shortfall in the domestic tourism budget is actually impeding the department's attempt to stimulate domestic tourism. So maybe if it's not there, you must check. Okay, I didn't see it. But I think as one of the recommendations, and it's a very critical issue, they seriously don't have the money to do what they want in terms of domestic tourism. So perhaps we should be specific about that and actually ask the Treasury to consider at least, you know, 200, from my figure, from the back of my mind, I remember it was like over, just over 200 million chairpersons, which is impeding towards the tourism. So we can't leave this entire report without making that statement. Somewhere it should fit in. I just wanted to fact that check.
Yeah, after playing it, 8.27. It is domestic tourism. There we made the point that the committee knows and so forth and so forth. And then lastly we say the National Department of Tourism in collaboration with provincial destination marketing authorities need to have more marketing presence on the ground and ensure that South Africans travel within their own country. And then we had another sentence. This may call for an increase in the budget of
Robert Should we say that?
Because it's already, if it is already a recommendation.
They costed it, that they shot up 200
million. Did they cost?
I remember the figure very clearly.
Are we together? Okay. So that's now, because really they are trying a lot of things, and then if you watch TV now, you see that the short hair combined with the student guy in the suit with short hair.
Can I ask you, is it within our mandate to actually, you know, say that we think in order for this to happen, this amount of money? I'm sure it is within our mandate to make that solution. So 200 million is not even anywhere close to it. Yeah, that's the point. So 200 is nothing. I think we are allowed to make that recommendation, and I would suggest that we do it, because at the end of the day, this domestic tourism stimulus that we're talking about, education, we're talking about training and all of that, it's not going to happen, Jim. They don't have budget for that domestic tourism, and I feel very strongly about that. You know, coming from DA, I mean, normally the DA would say, hey, you haven't done this, you haven't done that, so we're not going to support an increase in the budget. But let's be real. They are short. There's a shortfall in the domestic budget, domestic tourism budget. Yeah. Let's help them out and do this. Let's tell Treasury that, yeah, as you suggested in that section.
Mm.
I agree with you.
We can do that. But I don't know whether we can then include amounts, but
Che, you see, when you say the department will need more resources for this or whatever. And then the treasury, if it does its own thing, it will decide, oh, we'll give you another, what you call, 200,000 rand or 100,000 rand. And then they would be complying with, they will be in compliance with our recommendation. But again, remember what we said, inadequate. Sometimes they don't respond. Remember? So, if we have a mandate, if I have a mandate, 8%, I think 200 million is nowhere near 8%. There's nobody going to tell us why you give that figure. I think when we give the figure, they'll know we're serious about this. And they don't like, you know, leave it to their discretion. Okay, we'll give 150,000 there for this. You know what I'm saying? I am saying, because I remember this was a huge issue. In fact, I even spoke to the DG about this, I spoke to the minister about it, and that's the figure. The question I put is this. Can you do this domestic tourism mandate of yours if you cannot tell me what is the figure that's going to make this thing happen, minimum figure, that will make those domestic tourism work? And the figure that I had received was 200 million rand, minimum.
What we could then do, there's a concern about, and I agree with the honourable member, is that saying we recommend that Treasury recognizes the need for funding, provide the funding, but we have a department, another recommendation from this committee, as a department that quantifies.
Okay.
What is that? To the department. To the department. The assessment required from the thing.
Okay. Also, looking at this new short left, they are advertising at prime viewing time. Well, I don't know today what how much it costs at prime viewing time, but it could yes. Easily be a minimum run for about 10 seconds, 30, I don't know how much, for a few seconds. So now, seeing these things getting advertised, I think they are going to get in trouble. Because money, I mean, I don't know where they would get the money to advertise domestic tourism as they are doing now. Even now, when I look at it, I say, yes, it's cool, but are we going to have the money for it? Because it's not 7 o'clock prime during time.
So are we going to make a suggestion that we can actually pay the following then without actually giving that figure and still achieve what we want to achieve?
I think you can say that the committee observed that the budget allocated to domestic tourism is inadequate for it to fulfill that, you know, whatever that is, and would recommend that the department indicates to the treasury what would be a desirable amount in order to fulfill its objectives in terms of the domestic tourism targets, etc. I think that can help.
The concept is accepted, because I was also going to say, when we recommend an increase of the budget for the department, once that principle has been accepted, it is the department that budgets and says this is how much it will cost. We can't decide for the department how much it would cost. They know. So I think I prefer the word that was used by the members here to say let the department quantify. Let us put figures off. We are very specific, but let's let the department qualify. And of course, we can, in our recommendation, stress that we are concerned about domestic tourism in particular.
No, I think I do agree that the issue of funding, we cannot estimate that way.
No, something else, person. I wanted to make some corrections in the budget. Some corrections.
Hey, yeah.
I don't know where we are now. 3.2.1.
Yes.
On page 7. Eh?
Yes.
Yeah. But before I do that, I also want to comment that I think we are moving too slow. For me, the most important part of the report is our comments and the recommendations. And unfortunately, they come right at the end of the report. So I would suggest that we move fast, you know, on this area and rather concentrate on the comments and the recommendations. But otherwise, for this part...
So let us just try and move faster, but at the same time, because of...
Not so bad, Pastor. It won't be that bad. Mm-hmm. On page 7, Chair, with your permission, just one thing.
Yes. That paragraph, then 3.2.1, I want to suggest that we leave out all those words among the recommendations made in that year budget report. The committee expressed that. And let the sentence begin with the word giving. You can see that there. I'm saying so because already the subheading is saying that we are making a summary of selective recommendations. So we don't need to repeat that again in the paragraph. We can then say, given the role the department plays, not needs to play, given the role the department plays in contributing to job creation and whatever, meeting and so on and so forth. After the word second strategy, we then say the committee recommends that the baseline budget for the department should be reviewed in the subsequent financial year. And then lastly, the last sentence, this is a recommendation similar to, we leave that out.
Okay.
It's my proposal.
Given or noting that.
It's okay, it's all right. Yeah, I didn't want to change the word that was given, but you can say noting. I think that sounds better, actually.
Are you done with that 3.1 number?
Pardon?
Have you finished with
3.1? Yes, I am.
Can I make a direction with
you? Quickly, on 3.2.1, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, on the first line, and subsequent financial years to allow the department to carry its mandate. I think it's to carry out its mandate. Under four, I have one correction that means the report listed below. You need to indicate what. Okay. Read from the reports, Chair. The reports listed below should not be looked at in isolation from each other. You need to indicate. Who are you talking to here? You need to indicate what the whole picture means.
Yeah,
who is this you? Or we should rather maybe say talk in the third. One needs to, maybe, you know. Because we should not be looked at in isolation. But one needs to indicate what the overall broad picture means. Do you get what I'm trying to say about that?
I think that is in the template we were supposed to take it off.
If my language will say that, maybe for last little bit, lakir ke fakir, it means someone. What, you know, scratch mark made on the stone, that's what is going to follow, you know. Mm-hmm. And that sometimes leads you over the edge.
No. You see, sometimes some of the things are influenced, particularly in the first class, it is influenced by the mother class.
Yeah.
I do understand it, because I speak the same mother class. But if you are speaking another language,
I'm just trying to remove the repetition, as I said earlier, to be a cool bio and use the need to...
Part of Mr. Kwarai's chair.
The Greek spelling of the word need. That last sentence, if you could say, that last sentence on 4.1, if you could say, however, this allocation should be viewed.
Should be viewed,
yeah.
In the light of the... Can I take one thing here, Chair?
Where?
4.2. Yes, sir.
On
that page. On page 8, right? Final performance, yeah.
say something in this section. The report provides the
broad picture of spending patterns and problems for. I think problems for. Perhaps we should change that and say talk about challenges. It doesn't sound right. I don't know. This section of the report provides a broad picture of spending patterns and problems for 2012. I think challenges. Am I right?
Yes, challenges, not problems.
Yeah.
Under the last sentence, I think we should be consistent with the figures. The percentage that was spent is 99.84, not 99.4. Just for consistency. Can you see that? The last sentence, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think it was a typing mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it appears somewhere else, Mr. Kuzar, this is what it appears somewhere. I can't remember where now.
Unless somebody asks something. Go to page 9. Where are we? Okay, page 9. 4.2.3 under the... 4.2.3. Southern tourism also received and unqualified. I think and unqualified. Yes.
And no matter of support.
Okay. Yeah, that's how it should be. Unqualified and no matter of support. Don't you make a finding in the word method? We made a finding of the AG in regard to the material. I think the only made finding of the general should be in respect of or in regard to.
An unqualified report, but you can have an unqualified report with matters of evidence.
Yes.
So unqualified report and no matter of
evidence.
No matter of evidence report. Unqualified report and no matter of evidence. Remember what you
recommended that the department should enhance. Where is that? At the 4.2.3. I think that's maybe on the next page. 4.2.3. Where is it? The last one. Yes, that's right. The Auditor General that the department should. Then I got something on 4.2.5 as well.
Mm-hmm.
On that one, both the bullets. Let's see bullet number one. Domestic expenditure on tourism passes growth.
You are on page
4.2.5. Yes, 4.2.5.
4.2.5.
Roman one, yes.
Yeah.
Domestic expenditure on tourism shows fastest growth, 5.7% per annum. I think the fastest growth, that's not sounding correct, fastest growth of, maybe if we just put an off day it might make more sense. Fastest growth per annum.
But
I think
she
put it in
price. There's another place where the report refers to the global average, and then saying we have exceeded the global average. That would be fair, yeah.
No, the best is international.
Compared to 4.2 as compared to 4.6. That's something else. same page, on Roman 2, significant few changes will be required for the continuous growth of the sentence. Yeah, I'm recommending a change in the sentence. Infrastructure investment in tourism has fallen over the 5 years, largely from a slowdown in the local economy, although in 2012, significant improvement as the economy started picking up. You see something in the same thing.
Didn't you say there was?
Yes. Significant... That you are right, Majobe. Say something from significant improvement as the economy started. Something happened. Significant improvement.
If I saw something, that should be the improvement.
The economy started picking up. I think significant although in 2012 a significant improvement was noted, and leave it at that.
I would have just said although in 2012 there was significant improvement as the economy started picking up.
There was. Then in the last sentence there, I found this unproblematic on the same bullet to Roman 2. This will require significant future investment to continue growing the sector. I think it should be significant future investment will be required for the continuous growth of the tourism sector. Yes, significant future investment will be required for the continuous growth of the tourism sector. 4.3, what do I have left? Quarterly spending trends, first quarter as well as second quarter, if available. Check 4.3.1, quarterly spending trends. And in brackets, we are putting what the template told us. We shouldn't have that. First quarter as well as second quarter. I saw the same problem somewhere else. If relevant, things like that, we put in brackets, the headings, if this is relevant or that is relevant. We're putting what the template said into our report. They're asking you, if this thing is available, then you must produce it. We're repeating the same thing. Quarterly spending trends. First quarter as well as second quarter, if available. Now, that's an instruction. On the template, we're repeating it here in our report.
Yeah, it is an instruction, but if it does not make sense to us, we've got to change that one and say it does not make sense to us. That's my point. They are looking at different departments. Perhaps it may be applicable to other departments.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that the template said quarterly spending trends, and it further elaborated. First quarter as well as second quarter available. They are asking us that. Now, in our response, we are putting what they are asking us, we are repeating the sentence here. It's not supposed to be here. We must delete the writing and you must go back and look at other headings where you said, if this information is relevant, if that is, we don't have to repeat what they are telling us.
No, it's just a guideline.
Yeah, so this, we can't put that guideline in our response.
Delete if available.
Yes. So I was noting the same thing in other sections as well. So you must go back and have a look if you are repeating the guidelines. That was one thing. The 4.4, also summary of key financials contained in other relevant reports. What did I find problem here? Okay. 4.4. Check 4.4, the problem I had here was, however, it says, let's read the whole paragraph. 4.4, no financial issues were picked up from other reports, and SCOPA also did not raise any issues. However, there are some financial issues that were discovered by the committee on oversight grids with regard to EPWP projects. Now, when you raise something like that here, then we need to explain it. What were the financial issues that we are talking about here? Are we referring to the fraud or the investigations that are going on in terms of the SRI projects and the implementation managers and all of those issues? If we are referring to that, denying it needs to be explained here if it is not explained elsewhere, but we are saying that some financial issues that were discovered by the committee on oversight visit. But we're not saying what those were. What were those issues?
Lack financial control or lack
Policy. We spoke earlier about the recommendations to Treasury. The Treasury needs the guidelines. The guidelines set out for how funding must be reported, of course, managed in terms of the external public service. I think what needs to be said here is that, however, there are some financial issues that are discovered by the committee on oversight of this with regards to EWC projects, which are being investigated.
EPWP project in respect of the, with specific reference to the SRI implementation program, which is under investigation.
Forensic
investigation. And now there is criminal also. Three out of the six lines. And criminal. They are both forensic and criminal. They are both.
Then,
I just wanted to find out if we can have another word for the word majority of the budget.
Bulk of the
budget. It's about five. Can't you say bulk of the budget?
Program
future. We agree.
I agree.
Okay. The bulk of the budget. It appears twice in that page.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just to add the little letter S on that sentence under program 3, the last sentence.
Organizations.
Yeah, organizations, yeah. International organizations.
Don't worry, it says not much.
Page 13.
I have something on the program future. Under program 2, the policy and other services. There's a need to rework the introduction of this paragraph. If you look at it, program 2 has most targets in the department at 46. What we're trying to say is that the department has set targets. However, program 2, most targets are under program 2. Let's set clear that. Program 2 has most targets in the department at 46. You see, the language is not right.
Program 2 achieved most targets in the department. Of the 46, a remarkable achievement of 45.
That you need to specify this. You need to rework it.
And probably that the highest number of targets in the department. Just the first one.
Verify that.
Out of the six targets he has, he's achieved a success rate of 45.
And I think what else is being tried to say, what you're trying to say is, amongst all the programs, the most targets are contained in program 2. That needs to come out here. Yeah. And under bullet 5, under Roman 2, on the same page, bullet 5, if you go to count your bullets 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, integration of tourist guiding module into law enforcement. Now that statement is not saying what we want to say. Tourist guiding module into law enforcement.
further achievements for the program are as follows. Now, we are listing that under achievements. So how is the achievement? What are we trying to say? Integration of truth guiding module to law enforcement? Are we trying to say that the issue of tourist guiding has been adequately addressed in the Tulumba? Is that what you're trying to say? I didn't quite understand what you were trying to say. Integration of tourist guiding module into law enforcement.
Working with SAPS, because that's what they are doing now.
Well, integration of tourist guiding module into law enforcement?
No, we say it as
well. Well, it's not clear. It's not saying what you want to say. It's not clear.
No,
so, tell us what we're trying to say here.
I don't feel like even for the program at Follows. And then they are engaging the ages or colliding with the or acting in partnership with the law enforcement in order to integrate in tourism guiding and the law enforcement. But I think there could be better expectations.
Not great.
Because this thing comes from the report. Let us just look at the report and perform the let's just refer them to the report.
Yeah.
To the annual report.
Yeah.
If you look, you'll find
the report. Yes, let's go and give us a back to it, okay? And what else did I have from this section? 4.0. Program 2. Bullet 5, you sorted that one up?
Mm-hmm.
And there was something else of big concern, just something about big concern, just how it's an actual. That's not very clear. Where is that? Big concern, though. Yeah. I found it, I'm trying to find it.
Yes, it is the first thing
that's
from the bottom.
From the bottom? Yeah. Of big concern, yeah. Here's the problem. Yes. Okay, that's the one. I'm trying to find it. Of big concern, though, are the reasons provided for the variance of the set target and actual. Okay? And actual what? The department says that this was due to project underplanning and moving two pages of this as well as the allocation. Set targets and actual, you know. What are you trying to say here?
Were used appropriately and negligible underspending. I would suggest negligible underspending was incurred and condoned.
I think you can correct that. She's right.
It was incurred and condoned.
I think we can correct it if we do the following. Let's read it again. Allocated funds were used appropriately, put comma there, remove and. Okay, then it will read, allocated funds were used appropriately, negligible underspending was incurred, and condoned.
Mm.
Then it would come. I just put a comma and remove and.
Mm. Okay.
Manjobe is talking about an item under 5.1.4 check. She's talking in some cases,
can you see that? Cases were opened.
Had been opened. Were opened. In respect of
the project. The department instituted and developed and
in respect of some project. In some cases, court cases were opened. You see now, in some cases, court cases.
Mm.
We'll take out in some cases, and in some instances, court cases were opened in respect of some projects. No. We'll just start with court cases. Court cases were opened in respect of some of these projects.
Mm.
And then the second sentence, a number of projects throughout the country were put on hold due to forensic and criminal investigations that have been...
I think, Chair, you have made a very good point. I think And Chair, should we not say a number of SRI projects
throughout
the country were put on hold? And the fact that there is investigation, do you think there is a need for us to say that in some cases court cases were open, blah, 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 when we have already said that in that preceding sentence?
You see, sometimes people complain about that you have what cases, nothing
happens. Okay. No, you're right.
So now, if now they have
criminal cases,
going to court,
okay.
It means that they are doing something, but they are doing
nothing. No, you're right.
But I think the word court case is not good news. It's rather the criminal charges
have been laid.
Criminal
charges have been laid in respect of some of these projects.
This chairperson, it will go back to the court that's agreed with. Article 1.3, I might be wrong on the dock. But it was all about the youth, young chef training program. The department has several occasions indicated that 300 chefs were trained. Or 300 chefs from Park were trained.
Yeah.
Yet there's 133. Is it a period of time or something if the inspector funded by the OCI? Remember that there's no chef training team. There's 300 chefs.
Chef, sommeliers, and waiters. I think it is important to give the actual number, because job creation is a priority.
Yes.
So now the job equivalent together with job created becomes important. And then let us leave it to the content advisor and
the
director
to
work and the schedules the figure.
And the ones who are continuing with the job.
Okay, then page 15.
Yes, page 15 under 5.3.
Under 5.3.1, Chair, oversight visit. I noticed the following. The PC undertook. Let me find where is that. PC undertook. He removed the word A, three oversight visits. Just remove A. The portfolio committee undertook three oversight visits in the period under review. So we need to remove A from there, and then issues need to be oversight visits by the city of Kolangam, province, other from name is it, tourism summit, we delete. I think we need to delete issues that need to be revealed. Right, that's how I noted it here. Yeah. Yes, yes. Issues that need to be. That needs to be corrected. That need to be word needs to be removed.
Just pick up
your, yeah.
Need to be
yes. And then under the same 5.3.1, there was one more issue that I found. Major concern. Remove observed. Wait, let me now just find that major concern. Major concern. Concern remove observed by committee. I'm trying to find that thing because that's what I noted.
Just next to any public works program, that's the ball, and that's the sentence of the major concern of the...
Yeah, that's right. The major concern observed by the committee on the delivery. I think it should just simply be the major concern expressed by the committee. Leave the observed, just take out observed. You see, you express a concern. You don't observe the concern, you express it. That's what I have under 5.3.1.
Mm.
And on that page, that's all I have changed.
I'm old-fashioned, so I wait for my event to be recognized. And the market access, you see, the report there is in present tense, but I don't know why market access is up in past tense. So for me, I think it should be, despite tourism having low barriers to entry, there are few entrepreneurs, because there are still few even now. And then, getting into the sector, and there is a challenge with access to potential markets. Can you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All the others are in the present, only that one was in the past tense. The poor condition. Oh. I'm on page 16. Come on,
listen. Okay.
Are we on page 16?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah. The second sentence. I want to suggest that we put in the poor condition of some roads and revise it in the economy of business to build down. The poor condition.
At the beginning of the sentence, before some.
The poor condition of some roads and revise it in the economy of business to
yeah, let us make an example like R74 or 71.
R66 after that. R66 in KZN.
No, R66 is a question of potential, but R74.
It's a beginning
tourism. But now R74 they had actually been destroyed.
Yes.
The little Switzerland.
R66 is a beginning tourism in the heart of Switzerland, all our cultural language.
Metal size, all that is in the I'm passionate about that. Okay. I think that is okay. But now, on signage, this. Should we not have the word road signage and infrastructure? Pick road and put it as the first one. And then work for both. Man closing his eyes. Man 17. I think when it comes to recommendation, this recommendation, we look at number 17. You see about the nothing we can do about the global economic recession, but the rising operational costs, especially municipality rates, fuel and electricity prices. I think this one, we've got to say when the municipalities, consider reviewing their rates, they've got to take into account the impact that it has
tourism
interest. I don't know, but it's government. I don't know whether I agree. Or because I did not see it in the recommendation, but if we could have it as also in the, because we know it, but I think we've got to say
what you're saying is that the BNB now is in fact because of the high rates and electricity water costs.
In fact, they have complained, this thing in the industry have complained that when municipalities review their rates, it is above inflation, and then this impedes. Or in fact negative on their opinion. Or we can find the
virtue.
But I wanted it said once you raise it we don't need discussion. But when we talk about recommendation, it is there.
That's a point of clarification there on page 17. The first bullet and the bottom then, out of those two, the first one. The global economy, it says notwithstanding positive gains in 2012, the industry has cited the following as specific constraints to doing business in 2015. One, the global economic recession, the political uncertainty, and then it goes on and labor or community unrest in South Africa. Now, I just want to find out where are we referring to about political uncertainty. If we think of the global recession, right? That's done. Then you are, the rest is about South Africa, and you are saying the political uncertainty. Where? In South Africa? Can you really say?
Yes. You know what you're saying? I don't know what this is saying here. You see, the industry is saying this. So we are saying what the industry is saying. Correct or false, whether it's true or not true.
You see, it's not the industry. On the department, right? And then they say that these are the things that they are affecting.
The captain of our PC says, notwithstanding calls of gains in 2012, the industry has called the following earth, the industry, has cited the following earth, specifically the earth is in 2013, the industry. And when it comes to political anger, it's not our decision. It's a nature of democracy. It's sometimes,
Then it is getting more political.
Of course, we dare not say something.
You do understand.
Yeah.
Parliament says the political aspect, you are creating situation which may be quoted and then it
will happen. That's my fear. That must be like, it's a very big claim to say in South Africa, I mean for us, and then to say in South Africa there is political uncertainty.
Okay,
that's more. I'm sure we would call it to speak.
Economic uncertainty, which is aided by strike and all these strong stars.
That's what they said to us when I was talking to the same.
The economic one, that's obvious, we all know. But the political one, because you are summarizing the
economic uncertainty.
Sure. Why don't you maybe just leave it as global economic situation full stop? Because even other things that are raised there, and in the board and to what number are raising, because it's all about how they are perceived, there's an unfair definition and so on and so on.
No.
Can I go
into that one?
Yeah.
No. You see, let's not be afraid of saying these things, because these are not what we're saying.
Yeah.
We went to the stakeholders, and they said to us something. These are issues that are concerned to them, and that's what they think is affecting their business. So what we are saying to the department or to parliament, whoever is reading this, is stakeholders, the industry, tourism sector, is saying that these are constraints. Now, they are just, that's what they are. They are, these are their perceptions, these are their views. I don't think we should be afraid to articulate them. These are their views.
But political uncertainty means that we may not be having a democracy next year.
Mm.
Or we may fight.
We can't decide if we don't
trust
ourselves. Well, you can't
decide. It can be perceived as that. But economic uncertainty is another thing. But now talk about political uncertainty. We are going to elections. We mean then that the decision is wrong. We may fight among ourselves.
Main information that we extracted from Tourism Business Council, we thought maybe we should mirror what the achievement of the department against, because they are conglomeration of a number of tourism association, so they are saying these things.
But they describe the political uncertainty. Huh? Why do they refer to us? What is the
policy statement being made by people like whatever, the political statement, which has economic impact.
But now political uncertainty means that we do not know whether it
is let's remove the word. We have one of the differences among political parties and democracy, that what happens. But to say that the political uncertainty is like, hey, Africa is like, we don't know where we are.
Let us say, look at this economy. Even if DA wins, there won't be an uprising in the country.
There will be a big
I'm trying to put the question is looking at the extremes, right? There is going to be no uprising in the country, no one is going to say we don't accept the result. It has not happened. Political uncertainty means that, because where we say we want that municipality, if they pass one group is quite strong for one region or the other, and then they say no, they don't accept the state, they don't accept the result, and then judges say, but care, we support the result, we still continue saying we don't accept the result, and then political uncertainty. And then the majority party keeps quiet and says, no, we are siding with people that are not accepting the result of the IEC, and then political uncertainty. And they are creating.
If everybody is understanding, I think it is not us.
Because when you start with your thoughts,
When you thought of your thoughts, then you immediately everybody understands that you refer to the research.
Yeah, you got to front the research, but at the same time, political things are a bit heavy, but there is a perception that it's, you know, well, not necessarily perceptionally, there is also statistics to indicate that the people from the outside feel they're coming to South Africa as unsafe, you know, like after what happened at Marikana, or what happened when people march in the streets and burn properties. So these create perceptions outside. Those people are saying that that has also impacted us. So, on the other side, if you look at it, they are the negative impact. So, do we want to say that?
You cannot deny them. We don't agree with it. There's no substance to it. But we cannot deny the perceptions are there.
That is unsafe.
You know, when someone gets through this article, the Australians, because they are wrong on their attention, will be out communicate all their members, all their citizens. We are hard to know if it is not safe. We cannot guarantee your safety. That creates a perception. It's not true.
It's competition, yes.
So, yeah. You look at our family, very few of our friends affect tourists. How can it affect tourists? The other day there was a survey on the 10 cities in the world that weren't affected by pickpockets. Now, pickpockets affect tourists.
Therefore, what is the name? And then, if you want to be, you know it. What is the name? Not too many. The other one, the what is the chosen whatever. So, even if they are going to the some of the organizations in the industry are complaining about the economy. But also, we cannot say it is a total thing. We can also refer to according to this organization.
But I am suggesting that the committee recommends to the department to take cognizance of this,
okay,
and in marketing campaign. If you look at that last paragraph on the top before 5.3, some of the issues raised by the private sector were also raised to the committees in hearing with the number. I think we need to simplify that statement by simply saying some of the issues raised by the private sector were also raised by stakeholders during hearing. Or some of the issues raised by the private sector were also raised before the committee during the year. Raised to the committee in hearing with the members, it's all like, just say that. So let's simplify the sentence. Some of the issues raised by the private sector were also raised by stakeholders during the committee, so during the public hearing.
Okay.
And these issues are very important for the sector and need.
Exactly.
Yes, bullet on page 18.
Lack of
direct? Is it the lack of direct international flights or
international
flights? Yes, lack of direct. Not only that, there are other direct flights in London, I think.
Yeah, that one, I think,
was. I think maybe we make reference to that was in respect of that, this issue of the cancellation of the UK direct flight between UK and Cape Town. It was a huge issue. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were taking back to the tourism. Yeah.
I think this is what he wanted to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. 18-19.
So here on 5.3,
again. On overall judging, let's find where the other, on overall judging. On overall, I don't think on overall is a proper way to start a sentence today.
No.
I think judging by the increase in the number of arrivals, leave overall out, and then you need to also correct the concluding comment on service delivery performance under 5.3. Where is the conclusion of that one? On the 5.3, despite the committee being generally satisfied with service delivery to communities, the number of service delivery issues emanating from poor coordination of resources amongst the three spheres of government were observed. This one here, 5.3.
What 5.3?
5.3, firstly, the recapture on overall has to be removed. Is that right?
No. But my document is...
Yes, this is the problem I have with this.
3.3 concluding statement was, the National Department of
Tourism should use all available intergovernmental relations, avenues to provide a synergistic coordination at all levels. You see, that is a bombastic statement. I think we can try to simplify that one. I think what we're trying to say is making a recommendation that the National Department of Tourism should use all available intergovernmental forums or avenues or platforms to create a synergy between the three tiers of government, or you know, national, provincial, and local government in the in terms of tourism. So I think that please try and simplify that concluding remark on that one. Okay.
Yeah,
and I'm not sure if the words are synergistic. Read again, then you'll know what's wrong. The National Department of Tourism should use all available intergovernmental relations avenues to provide a synergistic coordination at all levels. What that sentence is seeking to say is simply this, that the NDT must use all the available intergovernmental fora, whether it's in the national, provincial, or local bodies, local government, that in order to bring about a sense of synergy in their coordination, in the work that they're trying to achieve. You see what I'm saying? So the issue here is about bringing about synergy. So what we are saying here is that the national department must use all available intergovernmental relation platforms and forums to bring about a sense of synergy and to coordinate all their efforts.
I propose that we have a heading as the key finding on service, and rather than committees, observations, and reforms, just key findings, and then include amongst these the issue that the department complies with the payment period. Mm-hmm. And secondly, another finding would be that the vacancy rate, because the then president has also said that we've got three on the vacancy. Mm-hmm. The vacancy rate is 11.1%. And I don't know now the legal specification, whether it's 10% or what, but just we found that it is 11.1%. Then when we come to the recommendations, then we can make recommendations. But there are observations that we have made. And I don't know whether you also remember some of them. The actual findings. Over and above these.
Some companies are appointed to implement social responsibility SRI projects, right, were not South African and did not have capacity to deliver on these projects. Now, let me just reflect on this, or let us reflect, is that actually, was that actually found, was that necessarily true, that there was, we know there were people coming from other provinces and things like that, but
not South African, a company not South African, I quite can't recall something like that. If, where did they come from? Or is it, and did not have the capacity then? Are we saying that there was a company that was not South African and that company didn't have the capacity? Or are we saying two things, that some company was outside the country and there were some local companies that didn't have capacity? But we found that most of them did not. So, are we specifying just the South African, the company that was not South African, if they, if at all it was in South Africa? We don't know that. I don't know, sorry, I can't remember that.
If I remember when we were at Kwakwa, where we had that lady who is in Kite, they were informing the committee that the service provider, the implementer, had disappeared, and they were told the implementer from Zimbabwe.
Okay, that's what I was referring to.
But if I may, normally with government projects, there are certain requirements in terms of compliance. Right? Now, it could be that the person to Zimbabwe or anyone to Zimbabwe, but he might be by that means he might have worked for the company, but if we investigate that, whether, you know. A lot of times people would say things because it's managed to Zimbabwe, and by the African company. You know, I think that's the issue like that, we should investigate before we say things.
On that one, sure, it was just the findings on the ground in terms of the stakeholders. So it's either we don't include this or we do.
No.
You see, if now we doubt, then it's not a fact. And then perhaps let us then request an investigation rather than. Because now it's key findings. If you're finding something, you know.
The only other way over there is to put it in place during overnight process, that's the language of the community before the choosing person. But the committee will request the department to further investigate the issue and report back to the community. That could be a good one. But under correction, you know. Because the reputation of the commercial.
Or there were allegations that there were people that these allegations needed to be either confirmed or denied after investigation. Yeah. 10:20. No, it's 25 now.
1:20. That's the one, the last one that I found. After this, it starts to be. I didn't find anything after that.
On page 20, the last paragraph, Chair, under 7.3, the last paragraph on page 20, despite meeting its full-time equivalent JIPS, just for the word JIPS to jobs, and full-time equivalent should not be in high case, should be low case.
Okay.
Amen.
Then page 21. So 7.4, 7.5 is going to be back to that 30 days. So then, Mr. Brandt, are they compliant? According to the they are compliant. I think it is significant that they say they are compliant. And then the vacancy rate is already, I think it's 11.17, but I'm not sure. That's the figure.
In terms of the AG, because I'm not sure whether are they not going to penalize Parliament as well, because we went to an oversight say in July and beginning of August. Up to now, I'm still waiting for those small areas where the committee overnight to send us their invoices. Those invoices are still not here. And we are unable to pay to make payments now. Because in terms of the law, you have to get that invoice and then you make a payment. Now, 30 days, it's almost over. Now, I'm not quite sure now in the long run how AG is going to respond to this, because already in the committee budget, the money has been ring-fenced.
that this is for paying the accommodation, is for paying transport, is paying for the airfare and so on. It's referenced, but the service providers now are not sending the invoices. So I'm saying this is one of the challenges that I'm not sure how the AG is going to handle that matter, because we have to also as well to comply with the 30-day notice, payment period. But this is the practical challenge that we are facing.
The 30 days only relevant, not when the service is delivered, but 30 days from when the bulk is received. So after, if they have not about to come in a year's time, Parliament to President, which place the general debate of the fee? President, who is that then? When this is that, you get that as well. And you are happy, you return. They must correct, send it back to you. Then you first have to
yeah,
so don't worry about it. Very, the golden is that for
you. Why is it okay? Once you, for example, you book hotel, you go there, then obviously you take an invoice, kind of thing from them. What system are you using? I mean, look, you hire the Kumbis, let's say, right? The tourist company. Which company would want to give an invoice? Do they need the money? Mm-hmm. Why would they want an officer? You know? So is it that something really happening right here? By, you know, on the spot, they give us the invoice, and they bring it back?
To avoid having unspent funds, depending on the budget, you've got to follow the fund up with the service provider. Because between that you reinvent it, and then period, on the budget, then they take it. Because some of these companies also, their management is weak. Oh, the middleman. Oh. And then the agent has got to submit the invoice as well. And then he would be to the president and say, I was not paid in 30 days. And then the business has run bankrupt. You know, he's reading why the same day was there. Because small businesses were running bankrupt because government took a lot of time before they paid it. Then they take one.
On a budget that allows permeation into all different aspects of the sector. Now the next sentence then is giving examples, I suppose, of these aspects. I don't know if we should not include something there about transformation, because in my opinion, it's one of the biggest challenges that now the department should face, you see, on how to transform the industry. Because that definitely needs an increase in the budget. If it is to reach, if it is to reach, for instance, the level of the business that needs to be assisted to go.
Okay.
I think we have said it elsewhere in many ways, you know. What kind of assistance, for instance, we are talking about that the government can give to the emerging business, the emerging business community in Turkey. So I was wondering if we shouldn't include something on transformation, as we are requesting for an increase in the budget. We would like to see the department, we would like to see the industry transforming, and we are therefore saying there may be need for more funds for the department to carry this out. I don't know if I'm just, look as if I'm making myself clear.
I think there is something said about transformation elsewhere.
I'm just saying for emphasis, can we add this here? As a motivation for us asking for more money.
Yes.
That's the point I'm raising.
I think they are going to support all of our members because we, as a community, a lot of times we complain about the fact that special intervention has occurred to get black people, poor people, grown people, insurance. And we struggle with a level of transition fund, like transforming a balancing rate into a tourist cap that has been leased out for people to run their own business. Transformational fund will make that possible. And at the moment, the park is not to the largest fund for that. We started with this, this function took over from the previous system. You know? Because of funding, transformational funding will be an ideal source for that kind of activity.
If we were to look at 8.2.10 and then look at the last sentence, the last sentence says, it is recommended that the department develop innovative ways of expediting transformation of the sector as well as provide financial and non-financial support. Would that cater for us?
Yeah, he said the department, it's recommended that the department develop the way forward. Fund, I agree with, but to fund it, so the fact that the president of the should then refer to requesting funding from the president.
It's about requesting funding from Treasury to fund the transformation. And of course, transformation includes so many things.
Okay.
And we think that it is not moving as fast as it should, precisely because there isn't enough funding for it.
If we are having a car in the form of this document, where do we put that spanner? Should it be under transformation 8.210 or where? Do you understand my point? I do take your point on transformation, but now we are already having a template. Because I think this document is still a template. And then now, where do we fit in the funding and how do we fit it in? That is my whatever.
You see, what I'm saying is, here we are giving examples of areas that we are asking for further funding, additional funding. We are saying, we want the Treasury to give us more money for planning. We want the Treasury to give us more money for research. We want the Treasury to give us more money for development. We want the Treasury to give us more money for marketing. I am then saying, can we add also more money for transformation? That's all I'm asking for.
No, let me put it there. I agree. Okay. Then 21. Are we through 21?
Yes.
22.
Let me just check. 22 under social under FR 8.2. I think a few things need to be put in here since you're making recommendations. We did make observations and some notes. But here, since we've been Roman 1, 2, 3, 4, I think what we need to consider here is the following. During our oversight, we realized that these assets are very closer to local government and provincial government. And they were things like
Nobody asked that. We don't know the thing is here in the middle of us, and we don't know what is going on here. So I think somewhere we need to bring, make a recommendation about considering the involvement of provincial and local government in the conceptualization and planning and the implementation of Jesus Tarak Christ. I think that needs to be made. And the other thing is...
Yeah. I think I agree with you on the advice there, because we went to the Eastern Cape, went down there, and then they had told us that there was no project, so I think I agree with you that yeah. It should be integrated into the
yeah.
That's why you take it. Yeah. Then come with the second one.
The second one?
On that one, I think the plan has always addressed that. Remember, if we call on the presentation that was made by UDP Jordan Hell, she did say that that was an old regime where they were like, she even used the word parachute. But she said now they have rectified that. They now got and conceptualized projects from provinces. So provinces now do that and they just submit to them. So it's no longer done this. So I think your point has been addressed.
It's been addressed already.
Okay,
what about the issue of
the let us also, so if it has been addressed,
yeah.
let us then kind of put on the finding that we have found that
it is yeah.
And we should be able to.
The second one, yeah. So, okay, then the next one?
Yes, and the next one is
the next one was around. You know, if you look at Roman 2 doesn't say a lot thing on the 8.2.3. A new implementation model needs to be developed. I think what we need to say is something to the effect that a remuneration and contractual arrangements model needs to be tightened or reviewed and reformulated. You know, the fact that they were paying the money upfront as capital and took the money then. So I think it's important for us to strengthen the department hand by actually calling for a new contractual arrangement in terms of remuneration of this. So I think we can actually put that in as, we say under this implementation model, and you can add remuneration of implementing, what was it called? Implementation managers contracts. I think that can be brought in here. That would actually address all our problems that we have to decide.
A new implementation model needs to develop and then we have to do it.
Remuneration and contractual arrangements. With implementation
ideas. Yeah, but there is a point. Let us debate this point. These social responsibility initiatives should primarily be directed to job creation and skills development, particularly in the rural area. Amongst the responsibilities we have under social responsibility. What we observe is that we are creating infrastructure, but quite often, if you were there in this district, almost a large percentage goes
to the
implementer, and then the rest, a lot of money does not go to the community. But I mean, I do not know whether that was your feeling. How do we then make a report? That was what I proposed, that it should be one of the primary considerations.
The problem with the attendance public work program is its design. It's a public work program. But an effort by government, you mean a well-meaning government, a government with a developmental agenda, that says, if we look at the normal tender procedure, poor people have chosen. Either because they have no experience in executing measures, projects, they have no skills, they have no access to money, no bank wants to fund them. So how could they handle it? No, let them tell us the same, don't tell it for them. So poor people were out there. There was no access to poor people. So government said, let us intervene. How is government very close to work in the city? Even federal government, capital government, they intervene by a month and public work program. So they say, you don't know, we will keep part of the time of this work contractor. We will employ them for people, we will teach them skills. That was the purpose. Now, in achieving that purpose, the requirements were lack. They were relaxed. And because of that relaxed requirement, corruption creeped in. Number one. Number two,
and
selfishness and all this. Number two, the idea was that provincial and local government was monitored and managed. That even after processing it, after project is completed, favorability. That did not happen. So, what I think the recommendation should be for that committee, to ask for public works to come and present, to make a presentation to the team. Only extend the public works program. And then the committee and ask for a review. That's important. The review doesn't mean that the whole concept of extended public works program must stop. The review might mean that the department involved would be allowed to hold certain
checks and
balances, like audit function, like co-signing on the check yesterday. Funding for them comes from the budget for quality control. These kinds of as an engineer, I think a central recommendation for the committee would be a review of the extended public works program.
But doesn't true Roman to address that? That made it more adequate.
And then there's the department. The department can't deal with it. The department is bound. These have to work the other day. The department is bound by the implementation methodology, the whole concept of extended public service. It becomes a public work. We focus on the department. And we're saying, not in a negative way. They have to hide by there. No, it's true. There's another department. I'm sure if every department really thinks that they get suddenly, the corruption will be higher. Because of the level of control, the department level will be
lower. Chair, let's tighten number two and capture exactly all that we discussed here in one sentence. The current implementation model of SRI projects needs to be reviewed as a matter of urgency, and a new model needs to be developed. So that will take care of it and then.
Okay. But now it's not only limited to SRI of tourism, it's also including SRI projects of tourism.
Yeah, that is what helps us in our. I think I had put a small word there on page 20. That last sentence says, however, most of these projects throughout the country are not operational. I was going to say are generally not operational, because it is not only the tourism department, it's all of them. But then what I wanted to say with regards to the last political argument here is, when in the recommendation that we are making, I think rather than say we just review the ETWP, I think we should go back to the original objective of ETWP. Because as I say, personally, I listened to the then Minister of Public Works, who said a Congress, then we were there. And this thing was just nice and stable. And really very promising for the rural people. It is the implementation that is wrong. The implementation is not correct. Otherwise, the objectives of the program, as originally conceptualized, they were right. And this is what we need to do, particularly the area of transfer of skills. The transfer of skills, the idea was that, my imagination was that if, for instance, there were some HDP houses constructed in my area. when the contractor leaves, they would leave us with people who can build houses for the rest of the people in the area. They would give us the skills, having trained. Yeah, that is what it was meant to be. Every program was meant to transfer skills to the people who were in the previous cities, like Valley area. That's not happening. All that matters now is money, money, money. And they want the service providers are gained in this thing. The people are left still as poor than they were before.
Yeah, and then I proposed before, promote truth and jobs in the particular area. Should we have already having enough call and then primarily to promote skills and job creation in the area and then capture it? So I think we have been taken for that.
Yeah.
Integrated territory of the planning and the NTFF changing. Okay. Then the tourist airlift strategy. The airlift, I don't know, should we not have already from international
and local,
meaning Africa and then domestic, and also that it becomes clear, we are saying that there should be more flights to Kimberley or something like that. Regionally, Africa, in Africa, in Afukuru, and then perhaps to Europe. The problem is that we are too expensive for all these things, and then they are going to release long haul costs, this is the training cost and so forth. These are the challenges. And then should we then that they are separated the three islands, seven.
Maybe we can do it like we did with FRI.
Yeah.
The international and international,
yeah.
And have the domestic, but
yeah.
Still under a list.
Yeah, like the
original
Yamasuku.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. Then, page 24. On transformation, that one is catered for in this thing. So, I think there under transformation, you also have to refer people to the other tourism budget. You remember we had something under the tourism budget. So we want to cross-refer, as mentioned, or perhaps refer to, or just a reference to tourism. You remember what we said about the tourism transformation budget. I think we can manage it. Indaba is Premier African Consumer Show. The lack of long-term strategy, just put the term and if you're talking, you never update it.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
that last point. I'm really sure that there are no the committee noted that tourism does not have direct benefits from the second proposal project, something 5 years by the CIGC. And then goes on to say if there are no tourism specific projects included in the future.
I think it is trying to, let's take the SKA for example. It is not a tourism thing, but indirectly then we can make it a tourism attraction.
Yes, that's true.
But it is not, in terms of the seeds, you don't have tourism specific. But in many of the seeds, the delivery indirect benefit is
potential. Yes. 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 That road is part of the two things. Not a guest house or a holiday road, but a road east. But that holiday, all those tourist sites, the petrol sites and the traditional village, are inaccessible to tourists. They are not going to go. So what we should rather say is that that should be identified as a supporting infrastructure to a simple level. I mean, where I come from in the north, that's the Mapok cave. Now Mapok cave is a significant historical site. It's a cave where King Mapok of in the Delta and King Sikakuni from the Plains, he's from the wood. You see, they call the wood. And the wood got together in command of the wood camp and they eventually trapped them in their cave. There they starved them out, eventually they could come out because they couldn't stay anymore. You know, and that broke down African resistance in that part of the country. But they're not all going to those caves. The cave is overgrown. You know? It's a wonderful tourist attraction. Even that was mostly out of bed for the entire tour, it's a small kangaroo. I don't want to go there. You understand now? If there, we could both road, bulk water, we would road, you would bulk water, and you know, bulk infrastructure, water, sewage, electricity. If we go to the other cave, that's in the Josephine area, from the Western Lucia. When one president knows what they're saying, that's why they open up. Because the Lucia food, they're in fact, because they buy it. Wonderful now. You can drive there, schools, children go to school, the whole community has changed dramatically. The amount of tourist attractions are up now in the area is because of the presidential project. So the presidential project as such did not do anything for tourism directly, but indirectly, they were important.
About infrastructure.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'd like to do this. I think the point is taken. Optimize the benefits of this project. After the end of Kage.
Just one thing, the role of Parliament. I mean, what you say here is very correct. The Parliament and the First Growth Commission. But the role of the government is equally important. You know, so I think the committee should work in a local itself, in the plan. You could say, in the government, the department will close to the financial control, which is the executive performance department, against the same target, and report back to the committee, or to Parliament, and by, you know, 6 months, whatever.
Going through the presentation by the department on the annual report and meeting their target, you find that quite a number of reports have been developed to meet the target. But we here don't know whether really those reports are there. Okay, we trust them, the reports are there. But more importantly, what about the content of those reports? I think we should be, as a committee, we should be more curious to know exactly what is happening in those offices of the department. And we can do that by demanding that the department reports back to the committee on these activities that they have carried out in meeting our targets. But of course, that would mean we need to go through the whole thing and identify the ones that are really essential for us. There's a lot of information that we don't know, which we should know, which is in those reports that are filed up in the offices of the department. But yet, they should come here. And of course, that also should include the demand for the quarterly reports as well.
Mm-hmm. On that topic, we're discussing in good case, to say, right, it's a challenge. Because what we get is an annual report, the Department of Excellence, that they submitted on time and then received. But there is this arrangement, which was basically committed, I'm told, that they're going to report biannually, not quarterly. But that has not even been happening. So, that is something we can track, because the Department of State, in this court have developed, let's say, three reports. And then they can come with those reports, because even with our support staff, we need to go through that to further inform processes like this. So, for us, it will be a request that the committee maybe review that presentation that was made by the department to report by annually, or they are reminded to honor that, so that they keep their documents on time. Because what causes this lack of information is that we get this at the end of the year, and if we can look, it's a pile of documents that we should have received, that they have given up, and they are reporting on a quarterly basis, but we haven't received them. So the feature, as we are saying, is either the committee receives that agreement that they report quarterly, or they honor the particular arrangement.
Yeah, in fact, I think it is important to remember that we made that arrangement because they said that the information was not there at that stage. But we did not follow up as the law requires, because this is a legal requirement that they should report quarterly, not a choice. And then if they make a choice, then we can go to the speaker and report that. Not a choice. Mm-hmm. They want to come and report quarterly, and we've got to initiate it from the committee section, from our committee, and then make sure that they come and report quarterly as we go on. But that arrangement was made because at that time they said that there was no information.
Circle 1, 3, 4,
Thank you. But I'm just saying, from the point of view, there are areas that they can report on quietly. If there are those that are outstanding, then in our next meeting, then we can. So we can make that kind of arrangement. And most of the standing heads are so critical. Let alone the fact that we always come up with a clean audit report. But at the same time, we have to, month by month, to see how they are progressing regarding that. It then does help us.
You want to monitor particularly the issue of capital expenditure because it's for bigger growth of the economy.
Mm.
And then we've got to be clear. And now, if we do not maintain that pattern, then a new DG comes in.
Mm.
By the time you catch up, it will be very late, the horse will get bolted. So I think it's best to keep the routine. And especially around 6 months, because 3 months it appears not to be transferred. Also take into account the size of the department and the frequency of the event. Because this department has a lot of money to ethicality. And then it goes on with its project. So now you go to look at administration. Normally with administration is because it pays people and so forth, or offices and so forth. It was necessary last year while they were building offices.
Mm.
Once they finished doing that, then things will become more or less normal. Then it will, but we still have to check the capital expenditure on personnel.
Mm.
So the vacancy rate can easily be detected and fully detected and fail. The people that attended our summit, the main public hearing, and those types of things.
The department that cooperated with us,
and cooperated, on site, and prepaid, and all the other provinces. We just don't mention the provinces and the towns for cooperating with us. It's just an obligation. Just find out how people, what we can say there. And then the leadership from the speaker, that type of thing. All people that you deal with. And then also different members of the committee and the different parties. So just appreciate whatever you can appreciate, what should be true. and then now comes the time to get to item two.
Excuse me, before we progress, so we would like to know the way forward then for us. So there was a request either by Honorable Zim that we meet again on Tuesday. So we would like to know if that is so that we can time ourselves in terms of corrections here for members to get the report on time.
We are looking at this whether to adopt or not. But practically, and because of the change, I think that we cannot adopt today. Before looking at the quorum,
So
we cannot adopt, so we defer adoption.
When does it have to go into?
Well, it was tomorrow, but
tomorrow. We can adopt, we change it. So we can do all the changes. We can say adopt it, we change it. We do the necessary
amendment.
Adoption with the necessary amendment. But if we don't do it, what is the penalty?
Yeah, but you remember, if it was one or two amendments, I would say let us adopt it. But you remember what Mr. Fallow said? He said he would like to see a report with a lot of things that he had not seen, and then he sees it for the first time in the ATC. And I agree, it wouldn't be fair, because there is so much that you have changed. But do we share the view?
I'm not a member, but a lot of the changes were language or wording. The substantial changes were changed, I think, in the changes to the recommendation.
The recommendations that we made are actually each one is timely.
More or less fine, but do we then start blaming the administration, the secretary, and the long fall?
No. That's the problem.
Because now the thing is going to own, we're going to say he saw the thing, especially after the other recommendations. If it was just one or two or three that I could remember, we said 30 days period of payment, and then this something that is here, then it's okay. But now it has been, we've woven in a lot of stuff. So because of that, that is my view.
I still move, Chair. I was saying, in the circumstances, why then don't we, if that is the case, then we defer the adoption for next week, but what we will do in the office, we will send something to the office of the health chairperson that we are unable to report tomorrow, but by next week we will be able, because we were unable due to time constraints to finalize our report. But by next Tuesday or Wednesday, the report will be available. I think we can.
Yeah, I think we all agree. And the final balance draft, I still think it should be final draft for submission next Tuesday or Wednesday. Yeah. Well, we can make it Wednesday even, because Tuesday next, they could also be. But I doubt. Okay, but
I understand you adopted the report because
you adopted
the report
with amendment. No, you see, it is because there was an objection yesterday. It's tricky. It's tricky because if Mr. Faro says now, I told you. Then, so just to make it safe, let us just make it next Tuesday. Okay. And there has been a proposal and there has been a second. Then the last one, and this is going to be short because we have been. But now, how can we adopt this very technically?
The report, I think all parties have made their input to the report. Even last on Tuesday, that's what the member said. The report has been with us, it's just a matter of adopting it now. So when I don't know when the plenary will start, at least our report can be in the ATC for it can be in a queue for consideration by the House. If the committee adopts it now, Chair, then we will be able to put it in the ATC for tomorrow, so that it can get a space in the parliamentary program when the plenary is there.
Okay. Let us get a mover and a seconder.
Comrade, I move the adoption of the minutes.
Provincial.
I move for the adoption of the minutes. She was active during that period.
And you have the oversized report. Move adoption in second.
And that's quickly trying to get through to the form step that we spoke about at the beginning of the
It was the last point. That one was removed.
What's
removed? Where he said that the deputy minister had said that she would adopt the bread, and then it was replaced by what was the word? I put this thing now. The wedding was changed to
right on the
same page. To all spheres of government, intensify tourism awareness and skills development programs to ensure that local communities are included in the mainstream economy. We did not mention where she adopted to them or whatever, but the concern has been that we have not been paying enough attention to community projects as a national level. So now we are saying all spheres of government intensify tourism awareness first and skills development programs to ensure that local communities are included in the economy.
Thank you for the
question,
Mr. President.
Thank you.
I thank you.
Okay, thank you. And then the last one was the minutes of 10th September and 8th October. I would like to defer this minute for the fear of engaging through further discussion. Let us adopt the next meeting. Because when we adopt this one, it will be a short one as well. In closing, let me just thank everyone for the hard work that you have put in. My joy, Mr. Shah, Mr. Pengu, the efforts Mr. Durant, and all the staff. It has been a long meeting document. We have been engaging as well, and thank you very much for your hard work. It did not go unnoticed. Thank you.
Any announcement?
It was just to remind the committee that the meeting of the 29th chair is the one that the department will be presenting its biannual report to the committee on the 29th of October. And then on the 5th of November, then it will be SAT that will also table its biannual report to the committee. It means between now and that time we will have only about the 3 meetings in between. So I am not quite sure at this stage now how things are developing on the side of the NCOP with regard to the tourism bill. I will just check whether the NA program committee did have a meeting, whether will there be any additional time allocation and so on. So if that is not the case, then we will have to see how do we handle the issue of the tourism bill in the event that the bill is sent back to the portfolio committee, I can share, between now and the 5th of November.
Okay, the committee is adjourned.
Now let's go. Now you know what they want to do. Yeah.